Good morning, Bill, and welcome.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Now, Bill, tell us, why do we have a week devoted to vaccinations?
It's awareness to begin with, and then to encourage global communications around communities to protect against disease and to continue to the health and safety of all communities around the world.
Okay, so what involvement does Rotary have here in regards to vaccinations?
Yeah, Rosemary, Rotary is a leading partner in the Global Polio Eradication Initiative, which helps with our partners, some of whom include the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, World Health Organization, UNICEF, and we've made the world 99.9% polio-free.
How good is that? Yes, good on you. Keep going, yeah, Bill.
Rotary believes the decision to vaccinate is a humanitarian imperative, and we believe that global vaccination is the path to ending the pandemic.
Mm.
We've been encouraging for some time equal access to vaccinations for all individuals, and we're committed to fighting against the misinformation about COVID-19. We provide science-based information worldwide, and as healthcare workers continue to provide life-saving services, we salute them and encourage our clubs to offer recognition to these heroes, and for all Rotary clubs to redouble their efforts to support COVID-19 prevention and vaccination.
Well, Bill, how safe are vaccinations?
Well, according to most of the science today, it's one of the greatest advances of modern medicine. Vaccines are safe, effective, and save millions of lives every year. We have, through vaccinations, eliminated or controlled many diseases such as polio, smallpox, measles, Ebola, and now there's the opportunity to end COVID-19 pandemic through vaccinations.
Okay.
The eradication of polio, Rosemary, remains the goal of Rotary at the highest order. We continue to apply the lessons we've learnt through Rotary in fighting polio to the COVID-19 response efforts.
Wow. How important are vaccines when travelling, Bill?
It's quite a question we're really asked often. Vaccinations are an important component of travel medicine. Beyond the protection of travellers, vaccines are administered to prevent the immigration of vaccine-preventable disease at home and as a destination. And finally, less than 1 year after the declaration of the 2019 COVID-19 pandemic, the first COVID-19 vaccines were launched and approved for emergency use to control the pandemic. We have seen vaccines against cholera, rabies, typhoid, yellow fever, polio, meningococcal and hepatitis A being administered to travellers following risk assessment, though there are certain vaccines that are required if you're going to travel overseas.
Of course, of course. Bill, I'm going to thank you very much for that snippet of information there. Obviously, there is a lot more information that people can get online, and
yes,
it's hugely important that we keep those vaccinations up to date. Yeah?
Absolutely, Rosemary. I think it's the most important aspect of vaccinations in the world. We must protect ourselves and our communities from unsafe diseases.
Wonderful. Listeners, that was Bill Peacock, and he was talking to us about World Immunisation Week, and that's this week. So if you've got your vaccinations up to date, good on you. If you haven't, you might like to go and double check them. Bill, we do thank you very much for talking to us here on 101.5 FM.